ನಿಂಬಾದೀಕ್ಷ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯ ನಿಂಬಾಕ್ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯ ವಾಟ್ ನೋಟ್ ರೀಸನ್ ಬೈ ಅವರ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಅಡ್ಮಿಟೆಡ್ ಅರುಪ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಆ ವಿಶ್ವನಾಥ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಇವನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬೈ ಬಲ್ದೇವ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ನ್ಯೂ ಆಧುನಿಕ ನ್ಯೂ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನ್ಯೂ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆಥರೈಸ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಪರ್ಸೆಂಟ್ ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಗುರು ಇನ್ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟು ರೂ ಟು ದಿ ನಿಯರ್ There is a Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Puru, nearby to Sankarpu. There Ramanus came. He realized all this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave darshan to him and told that you should go to Puri and you should preach in South and Puri. Bhikshu Swami came and Rukhandev gave him darshan. And told his philosophy to preach him, and he preached. After that, Sanat Kumar, who came here, waited him. And they had darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Four had darshan, four beings. Ramanu, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, Nimbad. All took darshan here. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu harder than to preach there on Siddhanta philosophy. But he preached Sanatana Goswami, especially Sadhu Bhattacharya, the philosophy of Akinta Veda Veda Sattva. Mercifully get this all those things. So yeah, going for me. Pastor. Madhusudan Sarasvati. And send him to Varanasi to teach all these things to Jivagat Sami. Jivagat Sami was there. And he took all these Siddhants from him. Madhusudan. Especially when he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vrindavan, the solution of it, and then Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. They gave him
Rasa Tattva and the Siddhanta Tattva.
And thus Jiva Goswami became the learned, most learned person in the whole world. So all came here in near New Prithvi and they took all the Dasama Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they learned so much philosophy from him. So this place is called Rudra Prithvi. Also, Pandavas came here. They first came to they also made peace. Janma Muni. There came Bhishma Pitama. Bhishma Pitama. Here, Janma Rishi, he gets so many Sattva Siddhanta to Bhishma Pitama. That Siddhanta are written in Mahabharata. So, I also told about the story of Mahaprabhu, how he took Sanya. Now that is going to Arjun, you should go for it. second approach.
Radha Kunda, that is Vishnu Deep. And I gave a very good explanation of that place. I think that he has noted down. So, you should speak on that.
Vishnu Deep. Yesterday also, when we went, Maharaj said that we are in Radha Kunda. Vishnu Deep. Vishnu Deep is a I think all of you may come to this side who are under here. Again, it may be called that Rishu Deep and Radha Kund. In fact, we went to other side of Radha Kund. Yesterday, we could not have a glance of Radha Kund, but today we were just at the bank of Radha Kund. It was the another side of Radha Kund. Yesterday, we went this side. Maharaj was telling also that the name of this place is Kodla, but in fact it is distorted name of, earlier its name was Kobala. Kobala means rich girl. This place is of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is having a girl inside. Rich girl. Ko means who? Ko means rich. And Bala means a girl. So Kobala means rich girl, that is Radha Rani. She is inside Mahaprabhu. The name of that village is Kobala. Maharaj started with a prayer of Prabodhananda Saraswati, and it said, what to speak of Radha Ji? Even the maid servant of Radha Ji are so much potent that Krishna is doing menial requests at their lotus feet, that please let me have an opportunity to meet Radha Rani. Such is the highest position of maid servant of Radha Rani, and that Radha Rani is having a kund that is called Radha Kund. If I become fortunate enough, that may become a small slice of the broom of that place, the broom which cleans that place, I will be fortunate. Maharaj also recited another slok. Probably it was from Radha Sudha Ras Nidhi. It said that when Radha Rani has kataksh on Krishna, Krishna shivers. His crown of his throat falls down, his mor mukut falls down, his pitambar slips down, and he doesn't have his own control over himself. So this is the highest position of Radha Rani. And we were sitting in this place, Radha Kund, which is the kund of Radha Rani.
Prabodhananda Saraswati is praying that I want to be a stick of that kund in a broom. I don't think that if I am a stick of that broom, then it is broom in the kund of Srimati Radhika, then I will think that my life is successful. Why? Because Krishna is praying and praying to the maidservant of Srimati Radhika, Palyadasi of Radhika, that please let me go to Srimati Radhika. And they are telling, you cannot go. You are big cheater, you are lawyer, you are dhurt and all this. So they will not permit you to go. And Krishna again and again is falling down on the feet of that gopi. So how glorious is Srimati Radhika? So full divine service of Krishna, the gopis are prominent. So, I don't want that after my bhajan sadhana, bhajan sadhana, I will serve Krishna. I don't want that. But I want that to be maid servant of the servant of the maid servant of maid servant of Srimati Radhika. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has told. What he has told? He told that, telling that it appears, no jigami to arni. Savai vasmi. Savai vasmi najvami toyadina. Kiti vijyaya rade sangnaya mamacharanandika. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is praying, most material again, I want to serve only you. Please accept me. And if you are not accepting me, then I will die, So, this is in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. So this is it, this mood is prominent in Rupanuga Vaishnava. If this mood is not there, then we are not Rupanuga. But if we tell that my guru is Rupanuga, Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai, we do. Why Rupanuga? What is Rupanuga? We should try to know the what is Rupanuga. What is Rupanuga? Rupa Goswami has made Bhakti Goswami Sindhu Ujjalin Nani. And he has shown how Bhakti becomes Ras. He has given all things which has never been explained before. But what was his own mood? This is Rupanuga. If anyone is having Krishna in Dasharas, Shakharas, Vastaldaras, it is so good. Also by Satya Bhav, it is so good. But it is not Rupanuga. It is Raganuga. But when we will follow this mood of Srimati Rupa Goswami, how he served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he served Radha Srimati Radhika and conjugal, this very mood, those who are falling, they are called Rupanuga. If anyone only following Vaidhi Bhakti always and preaching, he is not Rupanuga. Vallabhacharya is not Rupanuga. Ramanuji is not Rupanuga. They are highest topic, top of bhakti, but yet they are not Rupanuga. Raganuga also. Vallabhacharya is Raganuga, but not Rupanuga. So, our whole Acharya, I accepted this, that what was the mood of Rupa Goswami, internally and externally, they are called Rupanuga. So we should try to know what is Rupanuga, what is Raganuga, what is Bhakti, what is Vaidhi Bhakti, what is Raganuga Bhakti, everything. We should try to chant Hari name. And after that, hearing Chaitanya Chaitamrita and all these things, especially coming in Navadvipa, we have to know what was the mood of Rupa Goswami. What was the mood of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur? What was the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was here? Then we can know all this. So I told so many things there, he is now described.
We are the densely green area. Maharaj told its name is Modrum Dweep. And Drum means a tree, but the Drum means tree. Maharajas are explaining very huge tree. And mod means which gives pleasure. Banyan tree. Drum means tree of banyan. And there was very huge tree of banyan. And mod means to give pleasure. Because that tree gave pleasure to Mahaprabhu, so its name is Mod Drum Drum. Maharaj also explained that once when Lord Ram was in exile for 14 years, at that time Ram, Lakshman and Sitaji, they were staying at that place. Maharaj was explaining that Ram started smiling with meaningful smile, and he was having some thought in his heart. Sitaji just asked that, why are you smiling? What are you thinking? At that time, Lord Ram told Sitaji that today we are having this leela, but sometime after I will come and perform another leela. I will come in a very beautiful form here as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maharaj explained that he said, at that time you will be my wife and I will take sannyas and I will leave you. Then Sitaji asked, why did you leave me? What the fault I have committed that you will give up me? Maharaj was explaining that Lord Ram told to Sitaji, see, this time, just after some time now, Ravan will come and will steal you. But I will at that time hide you. I will give you to Agni Dev to protect you. And that way we have separation. And later on also, when I will do reign over Ayodhya, in the end I will give up you. And I will send you to jungle. You will go to Valmiki's ashram and you will stay there. This time, every time, I will leave you and you will go away from me. But at that time, I will do reverse. At that time, I will leave you and go in different jungles and you will stay at home. So, Maharaj was explaining, this was the leela, this leela will be performed over there. But why you will leave? This time I will leave you and go in jungle. That time you will leave me and go in jungle. But why to leave? Why you want to leave? Then Maharaj was saying the potency of prema. Prema has got two main major factors. One is sambhog and one is vipralambha. So vipralambha is the factor which in fact supports and glorify milan, meeting. Vipralambha means separation. Separation is plays very important and vital role in to intensify the enjoyment and love, pleasure of meeting. Maharaj was explaining that how I will enjoy the mood of separation. He explained that once Ram was performing a yajna. In that yajna, his son, Lav Kush, Ram did not know that they are his sons. They came and they started reciting Ramayana. And they started reciting Ramayana in such a melodious and pathetic voice that everyone was filled and started weeping. Full of Ram. All were moved. Kausalya, Kaikeyi and all others were seeing that the face of Ram is quite same as Lav and Kush, resembling both mouth faces like same. So they are
thinking in their heart that if Ram has a son, he must be like this son. And thinking, they are all weeping that Ram has sent Sita in jungle and he has no wife, no children, nothing. But they were somewhat thinking anyhow, when Sita was in Ayodhya and Ram was ordering her to go to send her to jungle, and that she was pregnant there in Ayodhya. So they are waiting that it may be anyhow that the two boys are sons of Ram. But they are not declaring this, but waiting somewhat. And told Lakshman that go to these boys and ask that what is the name of his father and where they live and from where they have come, what is the name of their mother, and also ask that we are so much happy to hear their songs that we want to donate him something. So a pot of golden pot, very big, so much golden pearls were kept, so many golden and jewels ornaments were there, so good cloths were there. And Lakhan went with all these things to two boys and asked, what is the name of your father? What is the name of your mother? Where do you live? And we want to present you. Then what? So when Lakshman presented so much valuables to them, they said, look, we are brahmacharis. We live in ashram of Valmiki, Vati. Both Lakus and Love and Kus, they began to pacify her. They began to pacify. And they whipped their spear with their claw. Mother, why you are whooping? But Sita cannot tell that Rama is my husband and he has left me for whole life, but weeping and weeping. Sita is thinking that Ram has not left me. He has left his face. If he has left me, how he should worship? He is worshipping my deity there. Ram, when Sita was given to jungle, Sita was so in separation mode, always weeping. But at that time, she used to talk with his two sons, and also sometimes Valmiki used to come to Sita and to satisfy him by his sweet words, Harikatha. And Sita was with so many women sadhus, always surrounded by him. So her separation was divided here and there. But Ram was alone in the big palace, always sleeping on the mat on earth. Sita has some sleep, but Ram has no sleep. None wants to help Ram. So Ram was feeling more separation than Sita. In the same way, in Krishna Leela. Nothing is there. So in sadhana,
if a sadhak is not feeling separation for Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Krishna will meet, when I may serve Krishna, then he is actually no sadhak. So our sadhan is to feeling separation first. Like in Purvaraj, there is more separation. So, for sadhak, this is like Purvaraj. We are no Purvaraj. But, hearing Harikatha from Vaishnavas, reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, a greed will come, may come, and then we will have a separation. That when we will be able to serve Krishna, where is Krishna? Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Weeping always. We have seen six Goswami, Rupa, Sanatan, Raghunath, Jeev Goswami and all others. Sankhya Purvakana Magan Natibi, Kala Vasani Kutav, Nidjahar Bihar Adbijitav, Chyatant Dinav Kutav, Radha Krishna Gunasmate Madhurinam Deina Sammohitav, Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghujivav Sri Jeevav. Hey Radhe Brajadevi Ke Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kutav, श्री गोवर्धन कल्प पादप तले कालिंदी बन्ने कुत भूषंता सर्वदुखेदयी मां बिहल बंदे सनातनो उर्गो. इफ दिस मूड इज नॉट कमिंग दैट ओ कृष्ण वेर यू आर, ओ चैतन्य महाप्रभु वेर यू आर, ओ गुरुदेव वेर यू आर, ओ रूप सनातन वेर यू आर, ओ स्वरूप दामोदर वेर यू आर, आई वांट योर दर्शन, आई वांट योर सर्विस. If this mood is not coming, then sadhana is not sadhana. So, to feel separation from Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sadhana. And then we will be rolling down here, there, where Krishna you are, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh Nityananda Prabhu. Then this is sadhana. By this their hearts will be melted, and they will bestow their mercies upon us. So this is called sadhana. So we should try to feel that we have left Krishna, we have forgotten Krishna, we have forgotten Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without his service, we cannot be happy in our life. So we should weep like them, like Raghunath Das Goswami. Always chanting not less than 1 lakh Harinam, doing pranam to about thousands of Vaishnavas, doing pranam to thousand places of Krishna pastime and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastime. Like this, waiting here, there, sometimes in Radhakund, sometimes in Vrindavan, sometimes in Bandirvan, sometimes in Nandagaon, Varsana. We have seen that everywhere the bhajan kuti of Rupa Sanatan and all others are there. Everywhere. So, we should do bhajan like that. Giving up all things, we should be try to be akinchan and niskinchan. Anyhow, passing our days by anything taking, not giving impression on that thing, ornament, better cloth, living mood so high, like Rupa Sanatan Vesi, Yakan Bhajan, or even Rav, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, our Gurudev, then we can do bhajan. They have no time to criticize anyone. They have no time to eat and drink and to sit and to sleep. Sometimes Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, taking rest only for 1 hour, sometimes half an hour, sometimes nothing. Eating sometimes dry gram from Sanatan. Sometimes. Sometimes nothing. All night weeping. Sometimes writing poems, writing books, always in mundane mode. So we should try to follow all this and try to develop our Krishna concept. About Vrindavan Das, you should tell. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us to follow the slow Srinadapi Sunitena Sarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. But if anyone is criticizing my Gurudev, any Vaishnava, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, then what should we do? We should be Srinadapi Sunitena and we should try to tolerate, but he is telling, no, don't tolerate. If you are tolerating, that it means you have no actual bhakti. You have no relation of Guru, Vaishnava and Hari. So at that time, what we should do? We should try to follow Hanuman. As Raman took away Sita from Ram, and then Hanuman knew, he burnt the whole golden Lanka into ashes. So he showed us the Pishunish. So we should also try to follow. If anyone criticizing Chaste Vaishnava, Hari, Guru Vaishnava, Guru, Bhagavat, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should not be idle or tolerated. If we have some strength, we should try to cut, give a slap, or try to cut his tongue. And if you have so much siddhant, you should try to defeat them so that he could not, cannot speak anything. And if you are not so strong, then you should try to give up this place, having your sitting like this and run away from that place and take part in Ganges or anywhere with cloth and always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Otherwise you will be false and it will be like any offense for you if you are not going. So we should be always careful for this, that we should not criticize any Vaishnava. We should not hear also that criticize. If you want bhakti, and if you don't want bhakti, you can do as you like. But if you want bhakti, then don't criticize any Vaishnava. Don't do ninda, don't do any offense. Try to serve them according to their qualifications. Then bhakti will come and our life will be successful. Gaur Pramanande.
We are going to Mayapur. And first of all, we went to Nandan Acharya Bhavan, where Nityananda Prabhu came from Vrindavan. He was searching Kanai. You know Kanai? Kanai, where is my Kanai? He used to ask from the Yamuna and the cowherd boy. He used to face the neck of cows, embracing them and beating Nityananda Prabhu as a mad person. He used to call, Oh, where is my kanai? Where is my kanai? I cannot live without kanai. She was always in the mood of Baldev Prabhu. But was the age at that time 5 years? When he was grazing cow, only 5 years. And after that, he came in 8 years age, then he becomes, he used to graze cow. So he is waiting and calling, searching. Searching. Where is my kanai? Where is my kanai? He was not in a mood that I am Baldev Prabhu. Always crying bitterly. At last he went in the temple of Vrindavan. And he was crying so much that a voice from Akashvani started. A song came. O Nityananda Prabhu, that period has gone. Krishna is not there in Vrindavan, anywhere. Now Krishna, having the mood of Srimati Radhika and the beauty of Radhika, he has appeared in Mayapur, Navadvip Dham. And he is now going to preach Krishna and Prem, love and affection to all those who will come in his sight. So if you want to see Kanai, you can go to Navadvip. But you will see that he is not in that form, having cloth and peacock feathers. Not a cowherd boy, not as a black, and not so good thought. Now she is very great. As a Brahmin boy, secretary, very learned, and in golden collar he is. His beauty of hair such that anyone can see, he will mock that one. So you can go to Navadvip and you can meet him. He became so happy, and from there, on foot, by the side of Yamuna, he came to Prayag, and from Prayag, he came on the side of Ganges, and he reached to Navadvip Dham. Where he entered first in Navadvip Dham, after crossing the river Ganges, we went to Nandan Acharya Bhavan. At that time it was like a forest. So many deer were there. You know, in villages, the rooms not like of cemented and so not good, but very neat and clean.
Mud walls.
Made and clay covered with cow dung, so very pure and fire. He went straight in a room, in a house of Nandan Acharya. He was charmed by the beauty of Navadvip Dham, seeing of Nityananda Prabhu. Here all the birds became so happy, especially cuckoo birds, and began to sing so sweet. Vasant Ritu was there to make swagat of welcoming Nityananda Prabhu. He thought that if my kanai is here, he knows past, future and present. So he must know, he will know me, that I am here. I will trust if Gaurichandra is coming and touching me and here. If he will meet me today, then I will think that, oh, kanai is there. And if he is not coming directly to me, not touching me, then I will think that my Kanai is not here. He will be anyone else. So he hides himself and went straight in the house of Nandanacharya. In morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Srinivasacharya and all his companions that I think that I have seen a dream that any Mahapurush, very high class of Mahapurush, has come here. He Uttam Mahabhagavatam. So I want that he should go and search him. Where he is, and bring to me him. Srivastacharya, with so many devotees, he went to search. But it was very hard task, because at that time Navadvip was not like this little Navadvip. It was divided into so many sectors. About 22 sectors were there, very big sectors.
Only
Navadvip. So it was very big task to search him. From morning to evening they search everywhere, here and there, in all temples, in all homes, everywhere, in the bank of Ganges River. But they could not search him. At last they returned to Chaitanya Mahapurush and told that we have not seen any Mahapurush that you have given idea. Chaitanya Mahapurush that told him then that if you see anyone big hands coming to this Ajanulambita Bhuja and golden collar, very tall and very sound held, always fear in his eyes, always calling Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Sometimes naked, like Avadhu. They searched but they could not find. At last, they returned to Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu. So that we have not found any person like this, you told. No Mahabhagavata. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes, I should go. Then he took his companions and he at once directly came to Nandanacharya. No, here they are not searching. And in the evening, he saw that a Mahapurush's golden collar waiting. Sometimes Asasaktik Bhav. Asasaktik, you know, Hasramanta Kampa Asu Tulab Vaibarnak Vaibarnak. All this. Nowadays we cannot see a person like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once saw and he stood up there like a statue. Nityananda Prabhu also saw. Two eyes became
four.
And four became
two.
One.
Two become one.
Two become one.
Heart two and eyes four. So heart two become one.
Both were standing for a moment. No talking, nothing, quite silent. At once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran after Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu ran after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and both together embraced each other. And after Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram, they became senseless, fell flat on the earth, began to roll down and Hare Krishna, 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 both. Earth was damped by the tears of death. After that, sometimes all the devotees used to get fanning them, and they brought water and they washed their mouths and they thus they were pacified. after that day. You are canai? No, I am not canai. I am Sachinanda. He told that, you are Nityananda? Again they began to ask. In the meantime, they were eating more. Anyone told, Varaha pidam nata varabhapu karnajo karnika vidhvadvasa kanata kapitam vayajayanti chamalam arandhan veluradar sudaya purayan gopabandai vrindarangam sabadaratanam pradishatagetati. Hearing this both again began to cry, Krishna, Krishna, and they became friends. After some time, when they were in senses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, setting his hand on the shoulder of Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu setting his hand on the shoulder of Mahaprabhu, they both came to Sachinandan house, Sati Devi. Sachinandan saw, Mother Sati, he saw Nityananda Prabhu, and he took him like his son. And he was heartily blessings to them both. And he told that I had only one son. I had two sons. But one my elder son has taken sannyasa and he is gone away. But now I am seeing that my son has returned and he took Nityananda Prabhu and in his lap. Nityananda Prabhu then took the breast of Satimaya, Satima, and began to